see. I can't see everybody. You out there? How are you guys feeling? Okay, so listen, first and foremost, I have a lot of thank yous. Many, 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 many thank yous. We knew when we started this it wouldn't be easy because change is hard, and we've been bringing change since we got into office, so we knew it would be tough, but we did it. We did it. And So first and foremost, a few thank yous. The very first big thank you goes to the people of Rhode Island. Thank you. Thank you to my fellow Rhode Islanders for coming out today in big numbers and for once again entrusting your support and confidence in me. I'm going to continue to work my heart out for you, and thank you, thank you, thank you. The second big thank you has to go to these people to my left and my right, my completely amazing, loving, supportive family, starting with my mother, Josephine, my fabulous husband, Andy, my beautiful daughter, Cece, and of course, the famous Tommy Moffat. To my campaign team, you guys are unbelievable. Unbelievable. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I have to say, to all of the volunteers, we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of volunteers and full-time campaign staff knocking doors, calling people. I knew today, the turning point for me, when I had the confidence to know we were going to go over the top, I was walking down a street in Providence, and I saw a young woman all bundled up in a slicker in the pouring, driving rain. And I said, you know, hi, are you okay? And she said, oh, Governor, I'm out here knocking on doors for you. And I said, that kind of determination from a volunteer who took the day out of work to knock on doors in the driving rain, to every single one of you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I can't name everybody because we'll be here all night, but I have to thank John Blair, my campaign manager. And I have to thank his deputy and my right-hand man, David Ortiz. Thank you, guys. I also want to acknowledge Matt Brown and Spencer Dickinson. Let's give it up for both of them tonight. Matt called me a little while ago to concede. He was very gracious to both Matt and Spencer. You know, good for you for getting out there. I admire anybody who puts their name on the ballot. And you brought to light many good ideas and concerns of Rhode Islanders. So tomorrow we begin as a team, and tonight we salute you for a great effort. So give them a round of applause. As I've said so many times, a few years ago, Rhode Island wasn't in such a great place. High unemployment rate, one of the highest in the country, roads falling apart, schools falling down. We had stopped investing, and people were hungry for change. And so we've been working as fast as we can to bring that change. And tonight, the people of Rhode Island have said, do more, go faster, and keep going. So that's what we're going to do. Now, on my way over here, my daughter said, hey, great, you know what this means? Get up tomorrow and work even harder. And that, my friends, is about the size of it, because November is around the corner, okay? November is around the corner, and I want you to know I am fired up. I'm gonna get up early tomorrow morning and get back at it, because we got a real race ahead of us. We have a real race ahead of us, and we know what that is. Now we know our opponent. It's gonna be the mayor of Cranston, Alan Fung, and we know two things about Alan Fung. Number one, he opposes the job creation policies of my administration that have created over 20,000 jobs. And we know he does not going to have the courage to stand up to President Trump, who wants to take away Rhode Islanders' health care and drill off the coast of Rhode Island for oil. And we know that Rhode Islanders are craving change, and they're not going to vote for a political insider. So we're going to party tonight. We're going to say thank you for all of our supporters for getting out there. Some of us who've been out all day are going to dry our shoes. So we're ready to put our walking shoes back on tomorrow and get back out there and knock on doors. Four more years. That's right. Four more years, cuatro años más, we're going to get it done. So to all of you, I just want to say thank you. It's humbling. It's an honor. I want to say thank you. And let's go make it happen in November. Thank you.